I know many of you don't know me. I'm Beth Still. I'm Bill Still's wife. And I was listening to Phil, and he was talking about the fact that it says in Scripture that we should say thank you in all things. Praise him no matter what. In all things and for all things. And what rose up in my spirit when he was saying that is, do you know why we should thank God in all things? And the reason that came to me, one of the reasons, is because praise and thanks in all things is the death knell to Satan. When he is poking at you and you are praising God, you are causing him to go down. You're bringing him down. Praise is one of our most powerful weapons. It's one of the most powerful weapons of warfare that we have. Because praise lifts us up to see God. But it also puts a death knell to our enemy. Because he is not expecting that. Because what he is hoping and what he is asking, trying to do, is bring us down. Bring our faith down. And that's why it is so important to always praise him, to look to him, as Phil was saying. Because one of the things we want to do is put that enemy to flight, put him down. And that's one of the weapons that we can use in order to do that. And many of us have faced this virus or whatever, and I think one of the things that I learned is all the enemy was trying to do is keep us in fear and keep us afraid and keep us down and telling us we're weak and telling us God left us and we are nothing. And what we have done is we have been able to rise up above whatever the devil was bringing against us, and we have said, no, not today. Fear is not of God, and we will not live in fear. And that's thank you for letting me.
Praise God. I really appreciate this morning. I was just thinking, as everybody was sharing this morning, you know, when the Lord brought to me, you know, some of the cancer stuff that I was going through, and You really don't understand. It's hard to understand. Like Brother Phil was ministering, when you go through something, it gives you a different perspective on how to pray for people that are going through things. It did for me. I realized when I was in the hospital and I was going through some of my tests, it was made very real to me. And Brother Phil mentioned this about the peace that passes all understanding. When I was sitting there going through this one test, it was a pretty hard test, you know. I wasn't looking forward to it. And Brother Phil mentioned it, and I was sitting there, and a peace came over me. And I immediately understood that God was there, and I knew that it was from the power of prayer through the people. And I just wanted to say that it is a growth that takes place in what we go through, because it helped me to understand, even with the situation that's happening in our church, to be able to pray for others and to have a responsibility to lift them up. And it wasn't just I'm going to pray for somebody, but it was a heart, something in my heart that Lord had put there through the things I've been through to lift one another up. Amen. So I want to say thank you for all the prayers, of course, but also I thank the Lord for working in my life, even through that. Something that I didn't choose that I wanted to go through, but it grew me in a certain way where I can lift others up. And I think that's really what serving the Lord's about anyway. Yes. And that's a good thing when the Lord does something in us. And, you know, I go back this month and have some checkups again. But you know what? I do have a peace about it that natural man cannot have a peace about things like that. Only God can give it to you. And we play a major role in one another's activities when things go wrong, I believe the scripture says when we weep, we all weep, and when we rejoice, we all rejoice. And that's true. And anyway, let's continue just to hold each other up, lift each other up. The Lord's faithful, isn't he? Yes. He's a good God. Praise God.
Amen. I'll take just a moment to share this. And I think I may already have, but just what has been shared about God's love and faithfulness to give us the strength and the peace that we need when we need it. It hadn't been that long ago I had that heart attack, and for me, of course, hadn't had any kind of issues like that. It just was right out of the wild blue, as they say, and the pain was very severe for me. Might not have been so bad for somebody else. I don't know. We all have different pain levels, but whatever. Anyway, all I can tell you, I was really, really hurting. And I knew that what was going on, that it was a heart attack. And the thing of it is, one of the thoughts I had as Dina was taking me over to the emergency room was what I feel has shared on more than one occasion about Corrie Ten Boom, how she was concerned about her dad and what they were facing and possibly them being separated, and she just didn't know how she was going to be able to deal with that. She had expressed it to her father. And her dad told her, said, well, Corrie, you know, when you go with me to the Capitol Bleach where they had to go to set their clocks, he was a clock maker and repairman, and he said, when we go to set the clocks, you know, we take the train ride. He said, he says, when do I give you the ticket? She said, well, when we get ready to get on the train. And he says, well, when it's time for the ride, the Lord will give you the ticket. I thought, I had that thought. And as I was just lifting my heart to the Lord, because I didn't know, you know, you don't, when you're hurting that bad, you're thinking maybe it is time. But, regardless, I just said, well, Lord, I'm so thankful I can rest in you. You know, and I told Dean, I said, I don't know what the Lord has in all this. I said, but I'm so thankful for his presence, for his promise, and for his peace. And there was. That was one thing that was supernatural. Just a peace that truly goes beyond understanding. And I knew, you know, another scripture the Lord quickened to me in the moment was where Paul said, you know, to live is Christ. He's our life. And to die is gain. And I said, well, Lord, whatever your plan is, it's perfect. Your purpose is perfect. Just like we've heard today, his purpose is perfect. And there was just such a peace and a rest, even through the pain. It took them, they kept trying for the pain to give me, I can't think of what you call it, nitroglycerin. Kept putting tablets, you know, and every time she'd come in, it seemed like forever before she came back, but I'm sure she was on, you know, she's according to schedule. Anyway, she came back asking, you better know I'm not. I said, the pain's been shooting down the left arm. I said, nah, it's shooting down the right, and I am hurting. So after she said, well, we can do it the third time here. So she gave me a third tablet. And I kept waiting, and when she finally came back, I said, ma'am, it hasn't touched it. It hasn't done a thing. So then she said, well, that they were going to give me morphine. And I was talking to my wife, and I told her, I said, instantly, when that stuff kicked in, I said, you know, I had been by God's grace and for his presence and his peace, I was able to say, Lord, I thank you. I know you're doing whatever you're doing in all this. It's good. It's working for good. And I was thanking him by faith. But boy, I'll have to say, when that morphine kicked in, I was even more thankful. When that stuff hit, I told my wife, I said, wow, something's kicking in, and I thank the Lord. And that relief was relatively quick compared to what so many experience with pain. I cannot imagine. And Danny's right, folks. It behooves us, even if we haven't been through it and we really don't know how. A lot of times I've had to tell people, I don't know. I really can't say that I understand what you're going through because I've never been there. I said, my only consolation is this. The Lord does know. He's been through it. And he's touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He knows what you're going through. And I'm praying and I'm asking him to give you grace to minister healing and virtue and grace, strength, peace. What you need right now and here and present, we are praying. God's people are praying. And I know God's people were praying for me when I went in for that. I think it was when they confirmed I'd had a heart attack and I was having to do the catheterization so they could put the stents in. I think by then I think a church text had gone out asking for prayer. And I tell you what, yes, I appreciate our God hears and answers prayer. And the guy that came in to take me up, he says, we were going up the elevator, and he says, are you a NASCAR fan? And I said, no. I said, but I have watched some races. He said, well, you probably know enough then to know what goes on in the pit. I said, well, yeah, sort of, yeah. He says, because I want you to know this is the cardiac pit you're headed to. He says, because we need to move, this needs to be done quickly. And so he says, you're going to have people coming from you left and right and doing this and doing that. And you're going to, he says, I just want you to know it's organized chaos. And everything's, everybody knows what they're doing. And sure enough, it was. It was organized chaos. But again, just such a peace and such a rest. And knowing, folks, we're in his hands. Yes. We're in the great physician's hands who made us. And his plan and his purpose is perfect. And I'm just so thankful for what has been shared here today. I'm so thankful for the Lord sharing his heart with us here today. Because he loves us. He knows what's ahead, folks. He knows how to grow us up and when we need to grow up in one area or the other, and in his loving kindness, he does whatever is needed. He allows whatever is needed to accomplish his purpose. We are blessed. Yes. Praise God for time and eternity. Praise God.
Something Carl said just brought back a song. I think a lot of us have just had one thing after another thing after another thing. I don't think I'm alone. And I was between the third thing and the fourth thing, somewhere in there. And, I thought about a couple things that Carl had said. They had come to me. There was one night I was sitting there thinking, well, Lord, you were around when there was leprosy, and that was the big deal. You know, God forbid you get around leprosy. And so he understood. He understands where we were coming with that. But I had a song that just kept coming back to my mind so many times, and I've shared it with some of y'all when I was talking to you. And it's the song, It Is Well With My Soul. And there was a couple verses that came through my mind so many times, but the line that kept coming through my mind was, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well. It is well with my soul. And I can tell you, going through what I went through with my mom, which was a heartbreaking situation, getting COVID myself and kind of being stuck at home, was actually a blessing. So I can say I can thank God for COVID, because it kind of reset my mind that it's not how limited I am. I can't do anything. I couldn't help my mom, couldn't help myself. There was, I think, part of this whole process that a lot of us have gone through, having it, it is natural. You kind of get a little fearful. And that song would just keep coming back to me, "It is well with my soul." And I thought about this. The next verse is, "Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control that Christ has regarded my helpless estate." I'm helpless. Praise God, I'm helpless. But he has shed his own blood for my soul. So now, going through this, I think one of the things it is doing, like was mentioned, is strengthening our faith muscles. Because the next thing that comes around, and there is always a next thing as long as we're in this life, I can look back on, well, you know, I was going through having to put my mom in assisted living, and I had COVID, my dog got bit by a snake, and my husband had kidney stones. And with all that, it was well with my soul. And God isn't going to leave me. He's not going to make me try to figure this out, and he's not going to make me carry this burden, because I've thought so many times, you know, he's not going to put more on us than we can bear. Well, I can't bear this, but he can carry me through this.
This is pretty weird for me to be up here, because my wife is shocked and disbelieving. But the last time I appeared in front of a bunch of people was about an audience of between 300 and 500 people, and I totally locked up and couldn't do anything. And it was, they'd come to see me. So this is the first time I've done this since then. But I just feel led. I grew up a Quaker, and it was a silent meeting Quaker. There was no pastor. I sat in that place for about 20 years, and maybe I stood up to speak two or three times. And this is a very important thing that you all are doing, occasionally letting the Spirit flow through other people. And so anyway, I just wanted to encourage you to allow this time occasionally for people, because you can see the results. And the thing I wanted to give, Phil was talking in Romans, and I just happened to flip over to Romans 8:26, which is one of my favorite passages and ill known to most people. And that is, "In the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words." Now, especially to young people, you know, when I was growing up, sometimes I wanted to pray or something, but I didn't know the words. So I learned some basically Christian words to pray. But you don't need to do that. You don't need to be restrained by that. You can just go, "Oh, Father," and that's sufficient. That's all I've got to say.
Praise God. I'll just give a little bit of my experience at the ER as well. A lot of us have gotten familiar with that place lately. But I actually went for a severe migraine. It wasn't, I don't think it was COVID related. I'm sure COVID didn't help with it, but I was groaning a lot, like you were saying, whenever I was waiting in there. It was pretty painful. But the reason I had to go there is because we went to convenient care first, and after I told them what the symptoms were that I was having, I mean, this is the worst one I've ever had. I was experiencing numbness in the body, like in the face and in the tongue, in my hands. And I never experienced that before, so I told the convenient care that. And they said, "Well, we'd be negligent not to send you to the ER because COVID's been known to cause strokes, you know." And so for a brief second, you know, I had kind of the same thoughts that you were mentioning, Carl. Like, what if this is it? Like, I know, I think I'm pretty young, but, you know. But it might be it, you know. And I was just thinking about that, and God just brought the same peace to me again, and he brought it to me with this message. He said, "You are not your body, you know. You are not your flesh. You are more than that." And it goes back to what Shelley was saying, you know. It is well with my soul, no matter the circumstances, no matter what kind of pain my body's going through. I am not my body, and I just wanted to. I hope that encourages everybody else here, because I know from here on out now I can remember that whenever I feel any pain or any sort of. Any sort of suffering, I'm more than my body, and it is well with my soul. So thank you for that message, Ellie, too. That was awesome. I also wanted to put Steve on the spot. I don't see him, but he, okay. Well, he sent me a text message last night to read off to the youth group. And in that text message, he said he was asking for prayer, and he said not to pray that his pain would go away or that his trials would go away, but that in the circumstances that God's will would be made, God's will would take place in his life in those circumstances. So it taught me a new way to pray, and so I was appreciative of that. Steve, if you can hear me, thank you for that too.
Borrow my husband's Bible because I don't think I need to speak in tongues in German up here. Well, my testimony kind of has to do with my baby. A lot of y'all know that I'm expecting, and the verse that's come to my mind since the day I found out is, sorry to be emotional, but it's Isaiah 26:3. You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock. And see, I've been sharing with Daisy because sometimes we can all have worries or be anxious, but the Lord doesn't call us to do that. And sometimes it's easy for us to say, you know, don't be anxious about anything, but if the Lord doesn't enable you to not be anxious, you'll still, you know, fall prey to our weaknesses. But also, you know, a lot of people were talking about trusting the Lord for their lives, but for me recently, and I've told my husband this, I'm trusting the Lord for the baby, because it can be scary to be pregnant and not knowing what's going on in your body, but the Lord has my baby's days in his hands, and I've told Daisy, I said, he's the one that put the baby there, and he's in charge of the baby. But I believe that when the Lord helps me as a mom to have his peace, it affects our children, even inside the womb. And it's been special to me, to Daisy, that I've told her, I've said, you know, the Lord knit you in your mom's womb. And now I understand that, because we're just vessels for the Lord to use, if it's to grow a baby or to reach out to somebody or to say, I'm praying for you. We don't know what people are always going through, but if we just reach out and say, I'm praying for you. I know my husband has shared testimonies on his job site. We don't know what the Lord has for us. It might be somebody in the Walmart that you see and you say, have a blessed day. And that might be a testimony to them. But I think that perfect peace, he keeps us. That means he's the one that holds us in the peace. It's not up to us to work up some peace, but he puts it in there. And I just appreciate all y'all's prayers for us.
Praise God. I've been, Lord's been helping me to soak in some word this past couple weeks. And it's easier if I read, I fall asleep. But I got the Bible stick. It's what they gave the military guys a few years ago. And it's got the New Testament on it, so I can be at work and just listening. And it's almost like a long time ago when I was reading, the Lord helped me. When I was reading the Bible, and he almost helped me. Like it's like a movie in my mind when I was reading. And now with this thing at work, I'm beating on stones and working, but it's almost like a movie playing. And as I've been listening over and over to the New Testament, and it's like, this, we're talking about Romans, and it's almost like I know Paul now. You know what I mean? Because I've heard it so many times recently, and it's just real in my mind. God tell me, but listening to, it's more real. It's another level. And I want to stay there and keep doing that.